The pasuk reads in Parshas Ekev, "Es Hashem Elokecha Tira," that we have an obligation to fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean exactly to fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara learns in Maseches Tmura on Daf Dalid that from here we learn the source of the prohibition to be motzi shem shamayim levatala. Part of having fear and reverence for the Ribono Shel Olam is not to throw his name around in vain, and therefore we assume one is not allowed to be motzi shem shamayim levatala. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel picks up on that idea and says, based on the principle that one is not allowed to make a bracha, one is not allowed to be motzi shem shamayim levatala, therefore the Gemara says in Brachos, one is also not allowed to make a bracha levatala, because that is using Hashem's name for no purpose at all, and therefore we would assume that that would be a direct violation of the Isser of being, of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. So the Magen Avraham points us in Siman Reish Tezvav, the Magen Avraham points us to a discussion in the Rishonim, Tosas and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Tosas and Maseches Ervin, and the Ram have the whole discussion about whether or not we should assume that this prohibition of making a bracha levatala, is that an Isser de Araisa? Is that something that's biblical in its nature? Is that really called a violation of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira? You're not saying Hashem's name in a way which is embarrassing. You're not throwing it around as if you don't care about it. You're saying a bracha that you may not have had to say. So is that really considered to be a part of the Isser of Shem Shamayim Levatala, or would you consider that to be only a Din D'Rabbanan that came along later on, but as far as the strict letter of the law is concerned, that's not really part of the Din D'Araisa of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira? This is relevant for, let's say, a situation of Suffolk, right? We should have said that a Suffolk Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, whether it's the Chumer, whether it's the Kula, so this is a very important discussion that the Magen Avraham has, and he points us to the Machlokas HaRishonim with regard to that. I want to turn our attention, once we talk about Bracha Levatala, I want to turn our attention to what created a lot of rabbinic discussion in the last few weeks. So again, I'm not a posek at all. I don't consider myself from the great leaders of the generation. I also don't consider myself to be a Baal Machlokas. I'm not mentioning this at all to get involved in politics or Machlokas or at all. I just want to bring it to people's attention because I think it's an interesting discussion. A few weeks ago, there was a Hanukkah party in the White House, and every year at the Hanukkah party, they invite someone to, I'm under the impression that they invite a rabbi to be involved in some way in the ceremony. So this year they invited a rabbi, a very nice rabbi, and they asked him to officiate at the ceremony. Now this ceremony happened to be held 2 weeks before Hanukkah, and he was faced with a very uncomfortable situation. How can he be the one to light the Neiros Hanukkah and make the bracha on them if, after all, it's not Hanukkah, it's 2 weeks before Hanukkah? So he was put in a very uncomfortable spot, and I don't know who he discussed it with, but I think it was a very difficult position to be placed in, not by any fault of his own, but he was invited to do it, and he didn't know, I'm sure, what to do. So there was a whole discussion because he made an announcement that the first two brachas that we're going to make, we're going to say without Hashem's name, we're just going to say Hashem Elokeinu, and then the third bracha, Shechiyana, we're going to recite because we're so excited to be in the president's home, we're so excited to be meeting the president, and therefore we're going to say the Shechiyana with the Shema Malchus. So everybody was, you know, discussing whether or not that was appropriate to make the Shechiyanu or not. Do you make a Shechiyanu just because you're in the president's home? It's not really supposed to be made just because you meet someone like a president or just because you happen to be visiting the White House. So everybody got caught up on that. What I think everybody missed was the fact that the first psak that was made was also a very big question, a major controversy. And again, I don't mean this at all to pick on him. I just want to point out that it's a very rich halachic discussion. And that discussion begins with the following. We have a Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, if a person is Mevarich Birchas Hamazon B'Lashon Tagum, if a person says the benching that they're supposed to say, but they don't say it in the regular Lashon HaKodesh, they say it in Aramaic. For example, says the Gemara, if you say, Brich Rachmana Malka Di Alma, if you say, that's basically saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Malka Di Alma is Melech HaOlam, Marei Dahai Pita, the one who is in charge of this bread, says the Gemara, if you say it in that Lashon, Yatzi Yedei Chovas Bracha Rishon, it's as if you have recited the first bracha of benching, and that's good enough. Even though you didn't say the general text that we all are used to saying, you made up your own Nusach, that's good enough. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin and Shulchan Aruch Arachayim.
Is that any language?
Any language. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes that this would work for Hamotzi also. The Shulchan Aruch says, if a person, instead of saying Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, says, Brich Rachmana, instead of saying Baruch Atah, you say Brich Rachmana Malka Di Alma, Mari Dahai Pita, that would be good enough to count as a Bracha Rishona for the Hamotzi, and that would be good enough to count as a Bracha Achrona for the Birchas Hamazon. And this is something very important that the Shulchan Aruch writes. Why is it important? Because the Aruch HaShulchan picks up on this idea and he says the following. Sometimes a person has a situation of a suffik bracha. So you're not sure, did I make a bracha on this item? Did I not? Did I already make a shahakal on the water, on the coffee, or did I not? You can't remember sometimes. Or you don't remember, did you make a bracha on whatever mitzvah you're doing, or did you not? So we know that the general principle is, suffik brachas lahakal, when a person is making a bracha, and you're not sure whether or not you've done it already. So generally we say, forget about it. Don't make the bracha when in doubt. When in doubt, you should leave the bracha alone and not make it again. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I have a big question about that, because he says, nira la'anias daiti, sheyesh takana midina, I have a great idea. Anybody who finds himself in a situation where they have a suffik brachas, I'm not sure, did I drink this cup of water already? Should I make a bracha again? Should I not? Has too much time elapsed from the time that I made the bracha originally until now? Any place where a person is in doubt of whether or not they should be making a bracha, he says, I have a great idea. You should make the bracha in Aramaic. You should say, Bruch Rachmana Mare Malka de Alma. You should say in Aramaic or in English, thank you Hashem for giving me this wonderful water, Shakol Ni'ebedvar, whatever you're going to say, but you should say it in the vernacular. Don't say it in Hebrew. And this way, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you get yourself out of the problem. If, on the one hand, you have to recite a bracha, this works. The same way it works, like the Gemara says, by Birchas HaMazon, and the Shulchan Aruch says you can extend it to Hamotzi, so it should work for this as well. And if it doesn't work, so you've done nothing wrong. This is the assumption that the Aruch HaShulchan says, and he ends off and he says, Ani nohe kamapam b'shtiyas hamayim. This is what I do quite often when I have a drink of water, and I'm not sure where I'm up to, and I'm not sure whether or not I made a bracha or I didn't, I'm not sure if too much time has passed or not. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is what I do to get myself out of the problem, not to get involved in the issue. I recite the bracha in English or in German or in Yiddish, whatever bracha he was going to recite that in. And this is not only the opinion of the HaShulchan, this is quoted as well in the Pnei Yeshua. The Bnei Yisaschar doesn't only have Chassidish Sfarim, the Bnei Yisaschar also has a sefer called Derech Pikudecha. So Bnei Yisaschar says he was posed with the following question. Sometimes, like this month, it was very cloudy outside and people weren't able to say Kiddush Levana. So you missed it by one day, says the Kiddush Levana. Or, I'm sorry, says the Bnei Yisaschar. So sometimes you miss it by a few minutes, a few hours, and you're not sure, is it too late, is it too early, is it not good, is it yes good? So he says he advised people, whenever they had a situation like that, say Kiddush Levana without saying Hashem's name. Just say Hashem Elokeinu instead of saying the real Shem Hashem in Hebrew. And this is something that in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Eish Al Avram, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, writes as well. He says that there was a beged of tzitzis that certainly was the right size to make a bracha on. There was no question about it. But the shaila was, he says, there was a suffik whether or not a gadol would be mizbayish levashlo mibachutz. The question is, would a person be embarrassed to wear this kind of item outside? So I don't know what exactly he's describing, but he says there was some kind of clothing that certainly was chayv and tzitzis, but the question was, would anybody actually wear that when they were going outside? So he said in a case like that where he wasn't sure whether or not it's really supposed to be worn as a pair of tzitzis, because we're not sure if people really want to wear such a thing outside. So says the Eish Al Avram, very simple, make a bracha without saying Shem Hashem, just say it in English, and that's good enough. And that would seem to be what was relied upon in the White House as well, when he said to make a chiyana by saying, I'm sorry, when he said to say the first two brachos, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So he says, what can go wrong? That's the same like over here, and that's not a problem at all. However, this is a very controversial psak. Why is it a controversial psak? Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger was posed with that question. Someone asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger, should you assume that whenever you have a doubt, whenever you have a situation of suffik brachos, they asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why don't you just say, make the bracha in the vernacular, make the bracha in your own language, without following the general text, and this way, you won't have a problem. The same way that bracha will work on a hamotzi lechem in haaretz, and the same way the Aruch HaShulchan writes it will work on a shahakol. So why can't you make that whenever you're in doubt? Why don't you say that? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, absolutely not. If you make a bracha levatala, if you make a bracha, even without saying the Shem Hashem, that would be considered a violation of the Yisur bracha levatala. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, since we say that it would work in the opposite direction, since we say that it would work in order to make you fulfill your obligation of a hamotzi lechem in haaretz, therefore it means it has the status of a real bracha. Once it has the status of a real bracha, even though you're only saying Hashem Elokeinu, not in the original form, not in Hebrew, you're saying it in the vernacular, but since you're saying it as a bracha, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that's a violation of reciting a bracha levatela. Again, a big chiddush, but it makes a lot of sense. If it works in the opposite direction, to make it as if you've benched or as if you've made a bracha rishona, then it should work in this direction as well, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And this is something that not only Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, but it's something that the Prima Gadim discusses, it's something the Chavos Das and the Beis Yitzchak and the Stechemet and so many other Gedolei HaAchronim discuss, that maybe we should assume that this would count also as a bracha levatela, the same way it would count in the other direction as a bracha rishona. So that's why this is a very, very questionable thing that was done. Should we assume that just because you're saying it without the Shema Malchus, then therefore it's not considered to be motzi shem shamayim levatela? That's what I would have said. However, when you look in the Acharonim, it would seem that the majority of Acharonim seem to reject this assumption of the Aruch HaShulchan and others, and they feel, no, once you're making a bracha, and you have in mind that the bracha should actually be considered a bracha, so then they assume that there's a violation of a bracha levatela, even though you're saying Hashem's name in a different language. Now, there are conflicting opinions of what exactly the Chasam Sofer said. On the one hand, the Maram Shik, who was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, writes that his Rebbe felt like the Chasam Sofer's father-in-law was Rebbe Kiv Eiger. So the Chasam Sofer felt like his father-in-law, Rebbe Kiv Eiger, that one has no right to make a bracha like this, even though you're not saying the real Shem Hashem, you're only saying it in English, it would still pose a problem. And that's what the Maram Shik writes in the name of his Rebbe. However, the problem goes as follows. The problem is that one time they write the story that the Chasam Sofer had a suffix in Kiddush Levana. He couldn't remember, did I already say Kiddush Levana in the earlier days of the month, or am I up to the later part of the month now and I hadn't said it yet? So they write the story that the Chasam Sofer said in that time, Brich Rachmana Malka di Alma Asher B'Mamar Baruch Chakim. Instead of saying the regular bracha, the regular text of the Kiddush Levana, he decided, let me get myself out of the problem, I'll just say it in English, and that should be good enough. I'll say it in Aramaic, and that's good enough. So, again, this would seem to be a major discrepancy. What would you assume the opinion of the Chasam Sofer is? So the Maram Shik writes in a sefer that he thinks that the Chasam Sofer's opinion that he wrote in his Chidushim is his final opinion, and that is that you are absolutely not allowed to do such a thing, like Rabbi Kiv Eiger assumes as well. And therefore he says he doesn't really believe that the story actually happened with the Chasam Sofer, forgetting whether or not he made Kiddush Levana. He doesn't believe that that's what the Chasam Sofer did. And he feels that the correct opinion is what the overwhelming majority of Achronim say, that a person should not recite a bracha, even if you're going to say it without the real Shema Malchus in Hebrew. You're going to say it with the Shema Malchus translated into English or Aramaic. So that would also constitute a bracha levatela. The same way in the opposite direction, it would be considered to be a bracha that would count for a hamotzi or for a birchas hamazon. Yeah, question.